Now in the first part, I'll take up stanza 1 and 2. Let us find out what happens in the poem. You must have heard the term Olympics. Well, Olympics are held once every 4 years. Athletes from all over the world train hard to participate in this event. Winning a medal in the Olympics is the ultimate goal of every athlete of the world. However, the setting or the scene of this poem is that of Special Olympics. Have you ever heard of the term Special Olympics? In these Olympics, differently abled persons who have some problem or some problems in a particular part of the body participate in various sports events. The contestants put in a lot of preparation and practice. Everyone hopes to win a medal. The spectators are as excited as the contestants. They cheer and encourage the contestants. These two stanzas help to create the setting of the poem. Next, we shall take up the third, fourth, and fifth stanzas. Of all the events in Olympics, the 100-meter race is the most prestigious. The athlete who wins it is remembered as the fastest man in the world. So, for Special Olympics mentioned in the poem, this is the final event. Hence, it is also the most prestigious. The 100-yard race is about to begin. The athletes take position at the starting blocks. They begin to run immediately after the starting pistol is fired. However, one of them is unable to run and falls on the track. The action has begun, and already one episode has taken place. Notice how 8 contestants are strong and run forward, while the 9th, who is the smallest, falls down. He cries out with the pain of disappointment. He has trained hard but does not get the opportunity to show his talent. All his dreams of winning the medal are broken and destroyed. Stanzas 6, 7 and 8. Something unexpected happened at the beginning of the race. Now let us see how many contestants finally ran the race. The explanation now might be of help to you. When the remaining 8 contestants saw him fall, they, instead of continuing the race, came to help their fellow contestant. All the athletes had dreamt of winning the medal. However, they readily forgot their dream and came forward to help the boy to his feet. Then all the 9 contestants walked hand in hand to the finish line. The audience was so moved by the exemplary behavior of the contestants that it stood up and clapped. There were now 9 winners instead of 1, and each was given a gold medal. All the contestants displayed empathy, turning the Special Olympics into a really special one. Have you ever heard the word empathy? Empathy is the capacity to understand another person's experience from his point of view. Simply stated, empathy is the ability to put oneself in another's shoes. That is exactly what the 8 contestants had done. One look at the fallen contestant had forced them to think, what would I have felt if I had fallen? And they knew exactly what they had to do. By awarding gold medals to all 9 contestants, the authorities honored their display of empathy, helpful nature, and human values.